Welcome to Science Philosophy in a Flash, a mini podcast series produced by the Scientists Creative Services team. In this series, we highlight researchers' unique outlooks on what it means to be a scientist. As the Golub Family Professor of Stem Cell and Regenerative Biology at Harvard University, Paola Arlotta seeks to understand how the human brain is formed and what makes it unique. After being inspired by her high school science teacher, Antonio Vecchia, Arlotta pursued a research path that led to her current work exploring the cerebral cortex by growing human organoids in 3D cell culture and investigating their development with single-cell sequencing techniques. In this Science Philosophy in a Flash podcast episode, the scientists spoke with Arlotta to learn more about her path from a curious child in Italy to her current work exploring the complexities of human brain development using organoid models.
I always loved science. I remember as a kid even spending a lot of time looking at things in nature, how flowers were made on the inside. I rarely would smell flower. I would typically take them apart and see what's inside. And then it was really in high school that my interest peaked. And that was because of an amazing science teacher, Professor Vecchia. He really had a way to make science inspirational and exciting. And hours went by so quickly. In high school, he was able, in sort of a small public high school in Italy, to have just a minimum of reagents and equipment to show us some cool experiments. It was pretty amazing. I was very lucky to be funded to go abroad to do my PhD and then my postdoc. I was really motivated by a deep interest that still drives pretty much everything I do on how the embryo develops, how tissues of our bodies are made. I was fortunate that I could do a postdoc studying the development of the brain, and in particular of the cerebral cortex, part of the brain that really allows us to do some of the most complex things that we can do, especially as human beings. And then after I looked at the development of that structure, there was no coming back. Just its complexity, the orchestrated production of all these different cell types that have to come together in very precise ways. It's really a symphony. And this connects to the organoid work that we're doing, this obsession with trying to understand how our own cerebral cortex, not the cerebral cortex of a mouse, but that of a human being, how is that made and why are we unique, which is also very important for understanding why certain diseases affect us. This is science that is very exciting and can really move the field forward fast. You know, understanding what goes on early on during the development of a brain of a kid with autism, I think this opportunity of using new approaches and new tools to leap forward in understanding of neuropsychiatric and neurodevelopmental disease and new ways of thinking about therapeutics, it's a leap that we should embrace.
Thank you for listening to Science Philosophy in a Flash. To learn more about Paola Arlotta's research, please check out the link in the episode notes.